USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again not letting a House pass bill to increase stimulus payments come to the Senate floor.
The Senate proceed to the immediate consideration a bill received from the House to increase recovery rebate amounts to $2,000 for individuals with no intervening action or debate.
Is there objection?
Object.
After being rebuffed on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says there is no other option to get the payments to the American people.
Do you support sending $2,000 to the American people or not? Let's have the vote.
President Trump telling states to get moving regarding the coronavirus vaccinations. By week's end, at least 14 million doses of the vaccines will have been distributed across the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Reactions still coming in as Congressman-elect Luke Letlow, 41, died of complications from COVID-19 just days before he was scheduled to be sworn in to represent Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise on the passing of Letlow.
He had just gotten elected to Congress 3 weeks ago. We would talk a lot about the things he wanted to do, the committees he wanted to get on. Talk about a loss of someone with so much energy. He's got a beautiful young family. I know my prayers are with Julia, his two young kids.
The Louisiana congressman speaking there on Fox News. Winter weather continuing to hammer the Midwest. Advisories and warnings are in effect from Nebraska to Michigan. Snow already falling in Iowa, Chicago, and Minneapolis. Several inches of snow are expected to fall, and that could transition to freezing rain overnight. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
When it comes to sports and 2020, COVID-19 played a major role in every sport. The NBA becoming the first major pro sports league to shut down operations due to the pandemic. The league suspending its season on March 12th. Two games were postponed that night after Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz tested positive. Professional sports returned from the COVID-19 shutdown in late July. Major League Baseball's abbreviated season was played in home parks, but without fans. The Yankees beating the Nationals in a rain-shortened game to open the season. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying it didn't really feel that strange, despite the circumstances.
I found it very easy to get locked into the game. I had a lot of butterflies today. We're facing the world champs. We're facing Max Scherzer. Garrett Cole's on the mound for us. Our guys came out with an edge, and you could sense that in the dugout.
Putting an exclamation point on the Major League Baseball season, the Dodgers won the World Series for the first time since 1988. Shortstop Corey Seager was named the World Series MVP and says it feels good to finally win it all.
Man, unbelievable. You know, this team's grinded for a really long time for this moment. You know, this core's been around for a long time, and we've gotten really close, but to be able to finally get that last out and win the last game, man, it's special.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.